time is 6:37.
Once again, it is time for our weekly Politics of Imprisonment column here on the KPFK News. My name is Tondesizwe Shimaringa, and this week in Black August Resistance History, August 16, 1970, a federal warrant is issued for the arrest of Angela Yvonne Davis in connection with the Marin County, California courthouse shootout. Jonathan Jackson, younger brother of imprisoned revolutionary George Jackson, went into the courthouse and attempted to liberate three prisoners who were on trial, taking the judge, prosecutor, and members of the jury hostage. Jonathan Jackson, William Christmas, and James McLean were subsequently killed by San Quentin prison guards on the grounds of the courthouse. The arms that Jonathan Jackson used in this liberation attempt were registered to Angela Davis. August 17th is the birth date of the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey, and it was on this date in 1995 that the governor of Pennsylvania attempted to murder Mumia Abu-Jamal, having signed his death warrant in June of that year, causing a worldwide movement to spring into action. Mumia was not put to death August 17, 1995, and continues to reside on Pennsylvania's death row. August 18, 1971, a force of FBI agents and local Jackson, Mississippi police officers stage an armed attack on the official government residence of the Provisional Government of the Republic of New Africa, a revolutionary black nationalist organization that claimed Jackson, Mississippi as its official headquarters. The pre-dawn raid, allegedly to serve fugitive warrants on three PGRNA members, one of whom was an FBI agent, lasted 20 minutes. One police lieutenant died, another policeman and an FBI agent were wounded. Five people in the house at the time were arrested. Later during the day, four other members of the PGRNA were arrested. These individuals would become known as the RNA 11. In Sacramento, State Senator Gloria Romero, Democrat from East Los Angeles, expressed outrage toward the state assembly for failing to pass legislation that prohibits the release of confidential information regarding prison investigations. Senate Bill 1731 would have protected the integrity of internal affairs investigations by preventing confidential or privileged information gathered during an investigation from being released. The current memorandum of understanding between the state and the California Correctional Peace Officers Association conflicts with state law. However, an arbitration ruling decided in favor of the Peace Officers Association. It is currently being challenged in court. This bill, 1731, would have strengthened state law and prohibited the release of confidential or privileged information until legal discovery is allowed. Today, justice took a walk on the assembly floor, Senator Romero said earlier this week. I find it incredible that many members of the assembly failed to heed the call of the Inspector General, who sent each and every one of them a letter urging their yes vote. This bill would have protected the integrity of prison investigations, which currently lacks any amount of credibility. In essence, the bill would have required that prison guards under criminal investigation be treated like any other suspect with no special protections. Said Senator Romero, quote, "We have seen the extreme dysfunction prevalent throughout our multi-billion dollar prison system, and judging from today's assembly vote, that is apparently acceptable to some legislators." Senator Romero is chair of the Senate Select Committee on the California Correctional System, which studies California policy issues and problems related to all prison issues and oversees the state's entire correctional system. Senator Romero has been investigating inmate deaths and alleged abuses at several state adult prisons and at the California Youth Authority facilities. This concludes our Politics of Imprisonment column for Thursday, August 19th, 2004. My name is Tondesizwe Shimaringa.